Just one halakha that we read today regarding the importance of the mitzvah of tefillin. Maran in Siman Lamidzayin halakha Aleph writes, Gadol Sechar mitzvah tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin, of wearing your tefillin, is great. The Mefarshim explain that anybody that wears tefillin, ma'arich yamim, it brings long days. Also, the Hakamim say that anybody that wears tefillin on his head, which is a life-sustaining organ of the body, and the tefillin shel yad, that's by the heart, which is another life-sustaining organ of the body, so that brings health to those organs and gives the person life. Rava says in the Gemara, whoever wears tefillin and wears tzitzit and reads the Kiryat Shema and prays, Muftach lo shu ben ha'olam haba, he's guaranteed a share in the world to come. Abaye comes along and says, I guarantee that that man will not be affected by the fires of Gehinnam. Rav Papa comes along and says, I guarantee that all his sins are going to be forgiven. Hakamim say in Zohar, in Parashat Pinchas, Gadol mitzvah tefillin shehi shekula keneged kol ha-mitzvot, which means that the tefillin is keneged, is weighing the value of all the other 612 mitzvot. Hakamim also say that by wearing the tefillin on one's head, it's mechaper for arrogance, which is in the head, and wearing tefillin on the arm is mechaper for shefichut damim. Is Hasb Shalom somebody murdered, there's Shekhbat Zera al-Batala as well, it would be Mechaper. That's why Halakha writes, it's brought down by the Mordechi, that one should be very careful to buy a proper pair of tefillin written by a sofer that has Yirat Shamayim, and the boxes themselves are Mehuddarim, are proper, and one should not look for a bargain when it comes to this mitzvah that has such greatness. Maran then concludes and says, "V'chol mi she'eno maniham hu bechlal poshei Yisrael begufan." Whoever does not wear tefillin is considered a posheya, someone that's negligent, but not just regular negligence, but he's negligent with his body, which the Gemara says that person has a terrible fate in the world to come in Gehinnam. So there's different opinions what it means, how many times a person missed tefillin. Some opinions say that we're talking about a person that does not wear tefillin because he's making fun of the tefillin. He doesn't wear tefillin out of derision of the tefillin, which means he's mezalzel, he treats it lightly. That person, even if he does it once, is considered a posheya. Others want to say, and that seems that's the opinion of Maran, that in all situations, if a person doesn't wear tefillin, either because he feels that his body is not clean, even though he does have a clean body, or he just doesn't wear it because of laziness or another reason, for Maran it seems that's still considered a posheya Yisrael begufon. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah speaks very strong how not only you have to be careful to wear the tefillin every day, and not to be lazy about it, but those that are wearing tefillin should not be lazy about the fitting of the tefillin, meaning the tefillin shel rosh has to be sized to a person's head, that it lands the box in the right spot by the hairline. Tefillin shel rosh is not allowed to extend beyond the hairline, even a drop. If the person doesn't have the hairline anymore, where the hairline was, and if a person's tefillin is lower than the hairline, it's as if he did not put on tefillin. If the tefillin shel yad is not on the muscle of the yad, also it's considered as if he didn't put on tefillin. So that's also considered chas v'shalom poshei Yisrael begufan. Furthermore, one should be careful not to eat things at night that will lead him to have a bad stomach in the day, and therefore exempting him from wearing tefillin. He's also a posheya. If a person knows that by eating certain foods, he's not going to be able to wear the tefillin because his stomach is not going to be clean for it. So the Kaf HaHayim brings down that could be considered also a posheya. So therefore, Rabbi Tai, we have to be extra careful in this mitzvah. The Kaf HaHayim says that all these blessings that we mention are talking about people that wear the tefillin. Do not joke around with the tefillin. Do not talk frivolity with them. Do not do work with them, but treat them with the proper kavod and have the proper concentration while they are on.